भक्ति देवी की जय, तुलसी महारानी की जय, जमुना देवी की जय, गंगा देवी की जय, समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय, गौर प्रेमानंदे, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौरंगा. ॐ गुरवे नमः, ॐ परम गुरवे नमः, क्लीं गराय नमः, क्लीं नित्यानंदाय नमः, श्रीं क्लीं राधा कृष्णाभ्यं नमः, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ गोपीजन वल्लभाय स्वाहा, ॐ ह्रीं भुवनेश्वराय नमः. We are now going to hear the topmost section of the entire Srimad Bhagavatam. The Srimad Bhagavatam is the author's very own commentation on his masterpiece Vedanta Sutra. Vedanta Sutra is the end of all knowledge written in code form. And the author of Vedanta Sutra is Srila Vyasadeva. And he has written his own commentary on this masterpiece, which is entitled Srimad Bhagavatam. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, there are 18,000 shlokas, 335 chapters. And in the 10th canto, there are 12 cantos. In the 10th canto, we hear an explanation of the Bhagavad Gita verse. In Bhagavad Gita, there is a famous verse, Janma Karma Chame Divyam Evam Yoveti Tatvataha Chatva Dehang Punar Janma Naiti Mameti Sorjuna. In that verse, Krishna says that if you can understand in truth his birth, Janma, and his activities, karma, then you don't take another birth in this material world, but you go to his abode, which is the spiritual sky. So the full explanation of Krishna's janma and karma is there in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam in 90 chapters. So you have a lot to study. And out of those 90 chapters, five are considered the quintessence. And those five chapters deal with the Rasa Lila, which Minnie requested last night, which I am now going to give you a summary study of that Rasa Lila. If you're ready to proceed, please raise your hands and repeat after me. Don't with me, after me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Those words are the very first words of the entire Srimad Bhagavatam. That is the opening statement. That mantra, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, indicates that we are surrendering, we are offering worship to the personality of Godhead, whose name is Vasudeva. Everybody say,
Vasudeva.
Vasudeva has two meanings. The general meaning, he is the son of Vasudev. But the esoteric meaning, Vasudev means that person who lives everywhere, he's individual, and he's conscious of his presence everywhere. We learn about Vasudev in Bhagavad Gita because Vasudev says, I am in your heart. I am in everybody's heart. Not just Indians. All human, not just human beings. The animals, Not just the animals, the insects, the aquatics, the trees, every living being, God is within that heart. And when we offer respects, we are not offering respects to the person. We are offering respects to God inside that person. So nobody needs to get puffed up, oh, they're bowing down to me. No, we're offering respects to God within you. All right, so now let us go to the Rasa Leela. I am very excited about this. And we have 11 devotees on the internet besides, that's your mom, right? So we have 12. So let's all give respects. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Before I do any recitation, I chant two mantras. One of which is, Trinadapi suniche natu rariba sahishnuna. Amani namana dena kirtaniya sadahari. I need to be always meek and humble. See myself lower than the blade of grass. Give all respects to others. Not worry about people respecting me. If I can have this mentality, I can easily recite this Rasa Leela. And then the mantra that I live by, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Iva Kevalam, Kalu Nastyeva, 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 Gatir Anyata. In this age of Kali, the age of quarrel and hypocrisy, there is no means of salvation, liberation, perfection, other than the chanting of the holy name of God, the holy name of God, the holy name of God. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Now I will go into Samadhi. I need your permission. Can I go into Samadhi? Minnie, can I go into Samadhi? So, before the Rasa Leela, there is a nice chapter where the gopis and Mother Yashoda also, she's a gopi, are describing how great, how powerful, how wonderful is Krishna's flute. That whenever Krishna plays his flute, everything becomes attracted to that sound. That sound of Krishna's flute is so powerful that when the cows are drinking milk from their mother, the calf stops drinking and gets struck in wonder hearing that sound of Krishna's flute. All living entities are attracted by that sound of Krishna's flute. And you and me, we will be able to hear that sound of Krishna's flute because it's there within the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And when you chant this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra perfectly, you also will hear the sound of Krishna's flute and you will never be the same ever again. When Lord Brahma, at the dawn of creation, heard the sound of Krishna's flute, what came out? The Gayatri Mantra. That sound of Krishna's flute initiated Lord Brahma, and he was empowered to engineer the creation of the universe. So, there's a whole chapter where the gopis, one after another, are describing the miraculous effects of Krishna's flute. After that, there is a very interesting chapter. It is the beginning of the winter season. And the young gopi girls, unmarried, young, the system was, the culture was, for 1 month, every day, they go to the bank of the Yamuna River. And even though it's winter, they take their bath in the cold water of the Yamuna. And The ritual is, we were talking about rituals, right, Minnie? Mm-hmm. So, the ritual for 1 month, the young girls make a deity of Goddess Durga, and the form is Katyayini. And this form of Goddess Durga, the girls pray for a good husband. So, this beginning of the winter season, Hemanta, the gopi girls were fasting and only eating khichdi. Did you make khichdi today? You said you were going to make khichdi.
I didn't make khichdi.
Oh. So, the gopi girls are eating khichdi, but no spices, no salt, no ghee, no oil. No, don't worry about it.
No, it is good.
All right. So the gopis are eating, it is called havishyan, unspiced khichdi, no turmeric, no salt, no nothing, bland, for 1 month. And every day taking their morning bath in this cold Yamuna. Now, the purpose is they pray to Goddess Katyayini for a husband. All the young unmarried gopi girls, privately, they don't tell the others, but each and every one is praying to Goddess Katyayini, I want Krishna to be my husband. Krishna, knowing, because didn't I say Krishna's in the heart? Right? So he's in the heart of the gopis. Krishna knows, oh, every one of the gopis wants me to marry them. How is that possible? So, at this time, Krishna appears to the young gopi girls and tells them, in a future night, I will satisfy your desire to have me as your husband. Not now, but there'll be a night coming. So that's what Krishna tells all the gopi, young gopi girls, that he will fulfill their desire. So, after this incident, Krishna is walking through the forest of Vrindavan with his cowherd boys. Krishna at this time is 7 years old. And he is telling his cowherd boyfriends, how great are trees? Why are trees great? Because a tree simply gives and gives and doesn't take anything from anyone. People come to a tree, take the leaves, take the flowers, but the tree never asks for dakshin. The tree never asks, hey, you're taking my, if I come to your store, right, and I take things, you expect payment, right? I'm taking, you want payment. Tree doesn't ask for payment. Tree gives you shade when it's hot, hot sun. You go underneath the tree, relief. People come, young lovers, they come, they carve their initials. They make a tattoo out of the tree. Bobby loves Susie. But does the tree protest if I came and started, right? You would say, what are you doing, man? But we carve into the skin of the tree, we say nothing. The tree says nothing. The tree simply gives. And if the tree is dying of thirst, it never utters a word, please feed me. The tree is the symbol of tolerance. The symbol of tolerance. Lord Krishna told the cowherd boys, trees are like great noble persons who don't consider getting anything back. They are liberal. Trees are the liberal thing. They simply give. 1 year later, when Krishna is 8 years old, the full moon night of the Sharad season. This is the month of Kartik, the month of Damodar. It's a very, very auspicious month. And this full moon night of the Sharad season, it is said, people go to Agra. What's in Agra, Minnie? You. What's in Agra? You were there.
Anika.
Yeah, Anika, thank you. What's in Agra? Yeah, good. And what else is there? You went there. The Taj Mahal. Prabhupada says that people go to Taj Mahal on this night because the reflections of the moon on the marble is very splendid. This full moon night is the best full moon. It was on this full moon night Krishna took his flute in the evening and blew his flute. When he blew that sound of his flute, if the gopi was feeding her children, she stopped and ran to go see Krishna. If the gopi was taking care of her husband, bye-bye, she would just stop, run. She would run. If they were getting dressed and they heard the sound of the flute, they would put the bottom part of the dress on top and the top part of the dress on the bottom. They were mad when they heard that sound of Krishna's flute, no matter what they were doing. They simply dropped everything and ran to the site where Krishna's flute, where Krishna was standing in the moonlight. When all the gopis assembled, Krishna decided to play tricks on them. Krishna said, "What are you doing here? Why have you come?" As if Krishna didn't know, but he was playing tricks with them. So the gopi said, "We have come to dance with you. We heard the sound of your flute. Now we have come here to dance with you." So Krishna says, "Well, you know, for women, the topmost religious principle for a woman is to serve the husband and take care of the children. And you have come and you have seen the beauty of this forest now. I think you should go back. You have come, okay?" But the gopi said, No. "We are now going to take shelter of your lotus feet completely. We do not want to go back. You have called us. We are your pure devotees. And your promises, Krishna," because the gopis are actually great, great, great Vedantists. They know everything. The gopis told Krishna, "You have already stated that if somebody takes shelter of your lotus feet, you give them shelter. So we have now come to take shelter of your lotus feet." So in this way, Krishna was defeated by the gopis. He didn't have a counter argument. So the rasa dance begins. And there's music. In the heavens, the demigods and their wives are showering flowers from the sky. And there's music playing, nice music. Now, there are thousands and thousands of gopis. In the middle is Krishna and one very special gopi. Surrounding Krishna and this special gopi in the middle are thousands of gopis, and for every two gopis, there's one Krishna. But although there's two gopis for one Krishna, each of those two gopis is experiencing that Krishna is dancing with me only. That's Krishna's miracle. That even though there are thousands and thousands and thousands, each gopi girl is experiencing that Krishna is dancing with me. So the dancing is going on. There is dancing cheek to cheek. And the gopis, they smell Krishna's arm. And Krishna's arm smells very, very aromatic, so nice. The smell of Krishna's body, and Krishna is enjoying the smell of the gopis, because the gopis have no sin. The gopis are the purest of the purest of the purest souls in the whole universe. That's the only reason why Krishna will dance with them. They are completely purified souls. Now, I forgot to mention, let's go back. When Krishna played the flute and the gopis were running, some of their fathers stopped them. You cannot go. Some of the brothers or husbands or some of the gopis were not allowed to go. Some gopis immediately escaped, but some were prevented. The ones that were prevented became so much in anxiety, they died on the spot. And their soul then went to the rasa dance. Because this rasa dance is on the soul platform, not on the bodily platform. That's why there is no lust in this rasa dance. This rasa dance, being on the soul or spiritual platform, there is no material lust. There's not a speck of material lust in this rasa dance. It's a completely spiritual thing. Did we not say at the beginning, Krishna is in everyone's heart? Yes?
Yes.
So, what did Krishna do? Instead of staying in their heart, he came out and danced with them. Krishna is already the most intimate person for all of us. Here is my wife. I love my wife. My wife loves me. And we are close. But I cannot get, and she cannot get closer to me than Krishna. Because Krishna is right there in the heart. I am in the heart. The soul is in the heart. Atma is in the heart. And my next door neighbor is Krishna. So for the gopis, instead of Krishna staying in the heart, he came out and sat beside them and danced with them. So the rasa dance is going on. The gopis have flowers in their hair. And because of the festive dancing, the flowers are falling. The clothes, when you dance very, very nicely, the clothes get a little loose, disarrayed. The dancing is going on and the gopis all start to think, I am the most fortunate person in the whole universe. And can you blame them? They're dancing with Krishna. Can't blame them, because it's a fact. If you're able to dance with, just like, I'll give you an example. If you had a chance to dance with Justin, you would think that that's the most wonderful thing, wouldn't you? Yes, wouldn't you? Justin is such an insignificant pipsqueak compared to Krishna. So, for the gopis, they are dancing with Justin millions and millions of millions of times better than Justin. So the gopis are thinking, We are the most fortunate girls in the whole universe.
What an example.
Well, I had to get you to understand. Now you get some understanding. So, Krishna can detect that the gopis are getting proud. And Krishna does not like his devotees to become proud. So, when Krishna could detect this pride in the gopis, he disappears right there on the spot. Now, the gopi that was dancing with Krishna in the middle, they left. Krishna disappeared from all the other gopis, but with that one gopi in the middle, they left. They went deep into the forest. And when Krishna left all the gopis said, that gopi who Krishna went alone, she must have worshipped Krishna better than us. Therefore, that gopi has the name Radha. Because Radha means the one who worships Krishna better than anyone else. So all the gopis agreed, she must have worshipped Krishna better than us. Now, what's going on? Radha and Krishna are going deep. Actually, it was Radha who left and Krishna followed. Radha decided, I'm not getting any special attention here. That's the nature of women. They want special attention. I know, I have lots of experience. So Radha was thinking, there's all these other gopis. I want some special attention. So she left. And Krishna followed. All the other gopis, because Krishna has left, they have become mad. And so they're wandering through the forest, waiting and hoping and praying, Krishna, please come back, please. And they start to act out Krishna's childhood pastimes. Previous to this rasa dance, the big pastime was Krishna lifting Govardhan Hill. So the gopis started to act out a play. You're doing a play in your Bal Bihar? You're doing a play? Or you did a play?
You're preparing something?
No play? Well, some Bal Bihar kids in other temples, they do plays.
But you did, right? Yeah, last year, a couple of years ago, you did.
Yeah, last year we did.
Yeah. So the gopis, like kids, they're acting out all of Krishna's pastimes. The killing of Putana, lifting Govardhan Hill, Trinavarta demon, Shakatasura. So many, all the pastimes that have taken place, the gopis are acting out. They're becoming mad. And then they start to ask the trees and the flowers, have you seen Krishna? They ask everything. They ask the deer, have you seen Krishna? We're looking for Krishna. They see Tulsi. And they know Tulsi is most beloved of Krishna. So they ask Tulsi, please give us Krishna. We want Krishna. Meanwhile, Krishna and Radha, Krishna is trying to show special attention to Radha. And he picks some flowers and makes a crown for Radharani. And they're dancing and walking through the forest. Radharani then says to Krishna, Krishna, I'm too tired. I can't walk anymore. If you want me to walk, you'll have to carry me. And Krishna says, okay. Get on my shoulder. Just as Radha is about to get on Krishna's shoulder, Krishna disappears. Why? Because Krishna saw, she's getting a little proud here. So Krishna also decided to teach Radharani no pride. Later, when Krishna leaves Radharani, Radharani meets up with all the other gopis. Now, initially, when Radha left with Krishna, the gopis were a little jealous. Oh, she got to be with Krishna and Krishna left us. So they were a little jealous. But when they saw that Krishna left Radha also, then they said, oh, she's one of us. Krishna has left. So they all come together and they're searching through the forest. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? But all of a sudden, it's pitch black. There's no more moonlight. So they know, oh, we shouldn't go anymore. It's pitch black. So they retreat and they wind up on the bank of what river? Yamuna. And on the bank of the Yamuna, they lay their shawls and they start to have kirtan. They start chanting Krishna's glories. And the gopis have this one chapter. It is the topmost chapter of all of Srimad Bhagavatam. It's called the Gopi Gita. There is Bhagavad Gita, Shiva Gita, Uddhava Gita, and one chapter in this 10th canto, Gopi Gita. I'm pretty sure it's 19 verses. One gopi after another, eloquently presenting their plea for Krishna to come back. Now, while all this is going on, Krishna is keeping himself invisible, but he's watching. And he's noticing how the gopis, even though he left them, they have not given up and they're searching for him and hankering for him and trying to go to him. So after the gopis sing their song, Krishna reappears to the gopis. And then there's a nice conversation because the gopis were a little upset with Krishna. They were reasonably so. They were a little upset. So the gopis wanted to know from Krishna, Krishna, what is the best kind of lover? So Krishna said, Krishna said, there's one kind of lover. The person just takes and takes and takes and doesn't reciprocate. The best kind of love is the love of the parent. The parent loves the child and there's no expectation of getting anything in return. The parent simply gives and loves the child without any expectation. Another kind of lover, which is modern love, business. I love you, you love me. I scratch your back, you scratch mine. Krishna says, that kind of love, that's like business. That's not love. Then Krishna said, now there's another category. And in this final category, there is two. The final category is someone who doesn't want anybody's love. And there's two categories. The one is the person, he's just callous, hard-hearted, demoniac, and is not interested in getting any love. But there is another, and that is the person who is self-satisfied and doesn't require anybody's love. And Krishna says, that's my category. Krishna is Atmaram. Everybody say.
Atmaram.
He doesn't require anything from anybody. Here in the material world, a man needs a wife. A wife needs a husband. Unless they are together, they feel insufficient. But Krishna, being Atmaram, doesn't need anyone's love. He is fully self-satisfied. So in this way, Krishna answered the questions of the gopis. And the rasa dance began once again. And the dancing is going on and on and on. At one point, they become a little tired, and they go to the bank of the Yamuna, and they go and they play water games in the river. The gopis are splashing Krishna like you do in pools. The gopis are splashing, and Krishna is splashing the gopis. And they have flower garlands, and the gopis all have kumkum. So the kumkum and the flowers are all flooding the Yamuna. Then after the water pastimes, they come out, and other things are going on. And this rasa dance, how long did it go on? Actually, it's still going on. Because Krishna promised them, right, that he would satisfy their desire to be their husband. So Krishna danced with the gopis for a night of Brahma. A night of Brahma is thousands and thousands and thousands of years long. So that was only 5,000 years ago. The dance is still going on. When Krishna satisfies a desire, he satisfies it beyond your comprehension. When Krishna blesses you, how many arms you have?
Two.
Krishna with his 10 arms will bless you so much you can't hold it with your 2 arms. And the same way, when Krishna decides to take something away from you with his 10 arms, what are you going to do with your 2 arms? Nothing. My friend,
how are you?
After 10 years, so nice to see you.
Me too.
Oh, I'm so happy now.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Oh, so nice to see you. So, that rasa dance went on for a long, 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 long time. But, at some point, Krishna tells the gopis, it's time for you to go back home. Now, how to adjust that the rasa dance is still going on, and he told them that it's time to go back home, that's above my pay grade. You gotta accommodate that. Now, one thing to keep in mind. Some of the gopis are married. So you may be wondering, wait a second. Krishna is dancing with other people's wives? No. All the gopis that were married, their husbands are seeing their wives right there sleeping with them in bed. They don't know nothing. While this rasa dance is going on, the husbands are, my wife is right here. You see how cool Krishna is? That's why nobody can imitate rasa dance. Impossible. Nobody can do it. Only Krishna. Narayan does not do rasa dance. Vishnu does not do rasa dance. Only this is the unique pastime of Krishna. So, as I said before, you cannot accuse Krishna of lust because this rasa dance is on the soul platform, spirit soul platform. The author of Krishnadas Kaviraj says that there are two things, iron and gold. Women, which would you prefer, an iron wedding ring or a gold wedding ring?
Gold.
Well, gold, right. And the price of gold right now, how much?
Maybe a diamond on it.
How much is gold right now, an ounce?
$1,500.
How much is a lump of iron?
Two bucks.
$2. So the difference between iron and gold is vast. So material lust is like iron. And these loving affairs of soul and God, pure, is like gold. You cannot compare the two. They are completely different. And another thing, by studying, appreciating, and actually understanding this spiritual love dance between Krishna and the gopis, cures someone of material lust. Material lust is what is keeping us prisoners of this material world. Material lust is that which forces us to take birth after birth after birth. The cure is to rightly understand this spiritual rasa dance. If you can actually understand it in truth, it'll free you from material lust. And Shukadeva Goswami explains to Maharaj Parikshit that anyone who even thinks of imitating this rasa dance is drinking the most deadliest poison. And Shukadeva Goswami reminds everybody, Lord Shiva, when the universe was being drowned in poison, Lord Shiva took all the poison, shrunk it into his palm with the permission of his wife. Very important, men. Take permission from the wife. Lord Shiva drank all the poison and kept it in his throat and didn't die. If one drop of poison comes to any of us, dead. Lord Shiva is so powerful, he can drink an ocean of poison, hold it in his throat, and he doesn't die. So nobody can imitate Lord Shiva. Nobody can imitate Krishna. So Shukadeva Goswami warns that the activities of great powerful controllers, just like I think you kids all know about Hanuman, yes? Hanuman did things nobody can do. Hanuman jumped over the Indian Ocean, yes? To go to Lanka. Hanuman brought back a whole mountain, right? To save, who did he want to save? Who did Hanuman want to save?
Lakshman.
Lakshman had some problems, so they needed the medicine. Mm-hmm. He needed the prescription. So Hanuman brought, it was Hanuman who destroyed Lanka, right? They put fire on his tail and Hanuman danced through Lanka and... destroyed Lanka. Nobody can imitate Hanuman. So these great personalities, nobody can imitate. Shukadeva Goswami says, here's another example. The sun... most powerful. The sun can take a lake of filthy water. And the sun is so powerful, it can purify that lake. But does the sun become contaminated? No, because it's all powerful. So Krishna can do anything. There are two words which we find in the Ishopanishad, which help us to understand Krishna. In English, because I don't remember the Sanskrit, but the English for these two words, prophylactic, antiseptic. Krishna is so powerful, any impure thing coming in contact with Krishna gets purified. And Krishna is so powerful, no matter what he does, he can never become contaminated. You and I, if we commit a sin, if we violate the laws of nature, the laws of God, we become contaminated. We get sinful reactions. Krishna can do anything he wants, and there's no sinful reaction. That's why it says in the Bhagavad Gita, there's a very powerful statement by Krishna himself. Mattak parataram nanyat. Krishna says in the Gita, there is no truth superior to him. So this gives you some idea of the stature of Krishna. So I have tried my best to explain this rasa dance. I'm sure I have made lots of blunders, but I will take shelter of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna and beg forgiveness for my offenses. I thank you for allowing me to go into samadhi. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.